friend to buy your hat.
It's a Charles hat. We're back.
And we're back.
He still thinks that we're playing.
Charles.
Charles thinks that we're still doing something. Boof. Right? Charles.
Boof.
Do it.
Do it.
Boof.
Boof. Boof. Good job. That was a good one. Bubba. That was a good one. Good job. He's tried to teach Charles to do a quieter bark because he has a very shrill bark.
It's a very shrill.
And he'll do it. Good job, bud.
That was a good one. He's the first time that he's not asleep. Usually he's passed out at this time.
Well, he's got toys
in his bed. Now he's sitting there just staring, just waiting.
Welcome back to another episode of Scary Movie Angel. I'm your co-host, Bonds, with Charles Barkley, who's not sleeping.
Just waiting for something, just staring.
And there you goes. Are... He's off to bed.
Wild cherry.
All right.
Flat mango Pepsi.
What's new with me, you might ask? I put some notes in my phone.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I told you I have a bad memory.
I know. Yeah, so make sure you make a note to cancel your stars on
Don't
Sunday.
Worry about it. I got it under control. Right. What's new with you, Michael?
Somebody's high. God damn it.
You're high?
You're high.
No. Wow. I just ate half an edible last night because I hadn't had them in a while. So I was like,
it's crazy because those are barely anything.
I know.
So I'll tell you. Well,
I'm weak sauce, Michael.
On Friday morning. All right, you're done. We're done with you. Friday morning, the friend of the show, Satterfield family, left.
Oh.
And
it was nice seeing you.
Rude.
It was nice hanging out. Sure was nice catching up. Sure was nice meeting for the first time.
And so then I had
y'all come back now. I had a
good old empty house for about 3 days, and then another friend showed up.
Got another friend over?
And then my buddy from Utah. He's
sweet. There now.
He's yeah,
blowing got, up like, your toilet.
Yeah.
And then I went over to Michael's house.
You want to talk about?
And Michael had splatters all over his fucking toilet bowl. That was
friend of the show, Mr. Wes. Wes?
You told me you cleaned your bathroom, and that was a lie.
Wes?
Your toilet was full of spray paint.
Wes came in.
Brown.
It was within less than
disgusting,
5 minutes.
Michael.
Wes, less than
okay.
5 minutes.
Whatever. I saw destroyed. You on Saturday. So that was on Saturday when I saw your poop splatters.
I was exhausted, Bonnie. And I was working.
You couldn't wait for everyone to leave your house so you could spray diarrhea all over your toilet bowl.
I also didn't know that fucking, for the first time in her life, Bonnie wanted to show up like an hour early for the movie.
Michael, you should be cleaning your splatters regularly.
I didn't see.
Michael only cleans them right before company comes over.
No, I didn't see what you were talking about until... later. I literally didn't see it. Had I seen it,
I hope your gal pal listens to this. Jesus Christ.
Anyways. It was full house for a bit. And then, as you all knew, because I was last week recording with the full house, and then mostly just been working. And it's just been already... It's funny because the meetings at work have been going... Like, the meetings that are usually like hour-long meetings are now... In the two and a half hour long range.
Why?
It's just, there's a lot of stuff.
There are a lot of airing of grievances.
A little bit. And it's like, it's also, we're instead of shooting, you know, typically our seasons start, we shoot the first two episodes simultaneously. But this year, we're shooting the first five simultaneously.
Ooh.
And so, basically, we're trying to get in all we're trying to get all those meetings in 2 weeks for five episodes that we usually get only... two episodes for those 2 weeks. So it's a lot of craziness going on. But it's funny because like the meetings will be going on and they're just like dragging and dragging. Mm-hmm. And I'll get like, I texted me and my producers last night in the group. And I was just like, guys, this is ridiculous. So I was like, this meeting is just taking forever.
Mm-hmm.
And then like, we were kind of having a big back and forth about like how insane this was. And then I was like, I can't believe this is like, we're going on. It was that one was going on. That was close to almost 3 hours.
Oh shit.
Of a meeting. And he was getting there and I was like, guys, this is insane that it's going this long.
Dude, I lose it after an hour. I know. And I'm like, this is too damn long.
But then afterwards, I was like, this thing, and I was like, I can't believe it. We're going in at 3 hours. Like, what is even going on? And then I like, space. And I was like, look, guys, I'm just happy to be working. You know, the alternative, it is way better than the alternative. And so, true. Like, that's like the new trend now in all of these meetings. Is somebody in our text group will send something.
It'll
like,
be worse.
They're just doing it's like a thing. There's like, I'm just happy to be working. I'm just happy to be working. I'm just happy to be working. We're like, yeah, telling ourselves, like, yes, this is not fun. And this is dragging on and it's a nightmare just sitting here. But
at home, not getting paid. But
tomorrow morning, I'm going to wake
up. Uncertain of our future.
I'm going to be waking up with money in my bank account in the positive. So, we're all good, but it is nice being back at work. I feel like, you know, the extended time away has also just like.
Does it make you love your coworkers more, Michael?
No, it makes me like, I think I like the, you know, going from season to season with like a little time off in between kind of, you kind of get a little, I don't want to say like just numb to the job, but like, you know, maybe like you're not as thorough with like filing your emails or like, you know, the way that you usually do things because it's just like this repetitive thing. So like, I think it's just like, it's kind of reinvigorated. So I'm able to create a new way of working where I feel like today it was just like, well, I have this downtime. All I have to do is like set up this like email list, so like in the season, there's just like these documents that I have to send out like weekly. Mm-hmm. And so I create the email group and I just type it in and set it up. And so I was like, just do that. Like I'm always so lazy about how I do it. It's like, just like a lazy piecemeal way like in past seasons because I'm like, oh, I still have the leftover one from last season and I'll figure it out later. And so like, nah, just do it now. So it's like really kind of getting the ducks in the row. So just knowing that it's going to be kind of chaotic.
Ducks are in a row right
yeah,
now.
They are. So, but other than that, yeah. And then we went to that we went to that movie on Saturday.
You're welcome.
And it was.
That was my idea.
I know. It was fun.
We went to I bought tickets to a screening and Q&A of a new.
A QAnon?
Q&A. Oh. Don't get all excited about your QAnon crap. A new Esther Pavitsky movie that, is it in theaters yet?
Yeah. I think it's in some other places.
And the good thing about a movie made by a comedian is they have a ton of comedians doing bit parts in the film. So we saw a bunch of people.
A little disappointed in some of the bit parts. I thought that they'd be.
I really like Steph's character. Like she did that. But
I thought there was going to be a little bit more to it. Oh. You know what I mean? We're like there was going to be like a bigger exchange.
Like, I was just used to like how, because this was another Bill Burr movie, right?
He produced it.
So like I was just expecting the same kind of cameo thing.
But I thought like because she's such a big character, I thought it would be a little bit bigger.
I think it was perfect.
So, yeah.
It was good, and some of the cast was there. Haley Joel Osment.
He was pretty funny.
Miranda
Cosgrove.
I always say Crosgrove.
Yeah.
Amanda Cosgrove.
I get her confused with Vanessa Hudgens.
Really?
Sometimes. I feel like they have like at a glance, a similar look.
Kind of, but not really.
But like, I couldn't place her though. I couldn't, it was one of those, when I saw her in the movie, at first I was like, oh, it's Vanessa Hudgens. I was like, no, that's not her. But it's like, I know that it's someone, but like she looks so different than she usually does. Because Miranda Cosgrove, she's the one that is in that meme where she's holding the thing, looking at the computer screen, like the
I don't know.
That she's the iCarly girl, right?
I think so. I think she was like on a bunch of different shows. She's like a child actor, right?
Yes, I believe so.
Wholesome child.
Yeah, because that was like they were talking about some podcast interview where I guess she said fuck a lot. And then it's, you know, as all childhood actor, like everyone's like, I can't believe she said that so much. And it's like,
yeah, she's an adult now. She's very like, wholesome.
Oh, yeah. She also has a very.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. They took questions from the audience and movie was pretty good, but it was honestly a little too much eating for my.
She had a lot of eating. Esther's, well, that was the thing too.
Constantly
that, like,
eating in the movie.
I feel like they also kind of set things up in a way. I think that like there are certain things that like were set up that like you kind of had to like understand about her comedy. So if you don't know anything about her stuff, you won't understand a lot in the movie.
Her character, yeah,
right? Because like the idea that everyone just like kind of like she eats a lot and like they kind of. Allude to like kind of I don't want to say like fat jokes or something, but like they kind of like say that, you know, they called her like a little piggy and all this other stuff. And then she's always just eating a lot. Like they make it seem like she has this, like
she used to be heavier,
right? and she's not now. She's like, in the movie, she's like really, I mean, she's actually really little. Like, yeah, she's super short. Mm-hmm. And on top of it, she's like really skinny. And so, like, it's like that kind of stuff. And then just like these weird jokes about like how she's like super, super like weird looking or something. You're like, yeah, I mean, she's got a interesting like profile, but like, I wouldn't call her like bizarre looking.
Yeah.
You know,
kind of has a round face.
Right. So like, it's like these jokes that like, again, play in her comedy, but if you don't know her comedy, you'd just be like, I don't understand. Why are they calling this like, just like regular looking, she's short, like skinny girl? Like
self-deprecating humor.
Right. But yeah, like, but there's a lot of funny parts to it. It's called...
Drugstore June.
But yeah, anyways, enough. Like, go see the movie, I guess. So that you know what we're talking about. Otherwise, so anyways, Bunny, that was all I had. What's new with you outside of the movie?
Let me look at my notes.
Oh my God. Her notes are going to be like, I don't know.
Well, Drugstore June was on there.
Yeah. I got to it.
And your toilet splatters.
Oh my God. She was probably sitting there blowing up my fucking toilet, yeah, writing it down.
Michael, I went in there and I took a little look-see, and sure enough, there they were in their domain, your goddamn shit splatters on your freaking toilet. Can't even pee in peace. There's poo everywhere. Poo particles everywhere in your bathroom. You need to hose that place down. I had
a million people living in there. It was a fucking...
You
motel.
Let them see that? You let no, they them make, see
everybody's
that?
Everybody's making all of that stuff, yeah, Bonnie.
Right. It's your job to clean it up. It's
since
your place.
I'm not a fucking maid.
It's your place. It's your hospitality, Michael. What did I do? What did I do last weekend? Sunday, Jeez, we had a thing.
I thought you had notes. Did I do something last weekend?
I don't, but like, I write notes like because I think I like I'll remember the other stuff. So let me just write the stuff that I think I'm not going to remember. And then I just end up not remembering anything. I don't think I did.
Did I tell you about that? That was a dream I had. Like one night, I had this like absolutely fucking crazy dream. And I just remember like waking up, like it startled. I woke up and I was like, oh my God, what a weird dream. And I was like, I need to remember that dream. But I didn't have anything to write it down. I was like, all right, here's what I'll do. I was like, here's what I'll do. I'll say it out loud. I was like wide awake and I said the dream out loud like 10 different times. It was something along the lines of like, baseball stadium, you know, popcorn, baseball stadium, popcorn, baseball stadium, popcorn. I don't, you know, and then sure enough, I remember having a dream. I remember waking up thinking, I got to remember this dream. I remember that I said what the dream was. I don't remember what I said. I woke up the next day and I was like,
genius.
What was that dream about?
I don't remember. I've been having weird dreams. And also, I don't know what the hell is going on, but I've been coming home to like weird lights being on that I didn't turn on. And like someone has to.
Kitty cat.
No, like I have these lights on my. Because it's kind of embarrassing, but I bought those, like, you know, those, like, everyone makes fun of millennials, so those, like, strip lights or whatever. Is
string
it Gen Z?
Lights?
You know, like, those, like, strip lights that everyone's doing, like, LED?
Oh,
those, like,
yeah,
strip
yeah.
lights. So I have some, like, underneath my cupboards because otherwise I don't have, like, a light. It's just the overhead light and it's so bright.
Oh, right, right, right.
So I bought, like, strip lights, but they're, like, multicolored and you can't, and they came with a remote and you can change the color. And I put them on the back of my headboard so it's, like, kind of, like, ambient lighting if I'm watching something on my phone or whatever.
You're high.
Yeah. And so I have them, like, all behind my headboard so it creates a glow. And like I said, it's, like, I have this big remote. It's, like, you know, and you can change the color. And I've been waking, I woke up in the middle of the night and it was on. And I keep it, I have Velcro on it, so it like, it sticks on the side of my headboard. So it's not Vivi. And I don't know why it like keeps fucking turning on and it's freaking me out. I came home today, it was on. I woke up this morning, I think it was on. I woke up in the middle of the night, it was on. I'm like, what is going on? And then that light
was on. Are you
sure
you're on like some weird timer thing?
No. No, I didn't set a timer for it, I don't think. But, I mean, but also that it would reset, though. Because if I turn it off, wouldn't it it's not going to remember the timer. Because you would set the timer. I don't even know how to set the timer. I don't even know how to do that. And then this light in here was on. And it's like, I have a switch right there. So it's like, someone has to hit the switch. Or I have an app. It's a smart light bulb. I have an app. And so I can turn it on that way. But the switch has to be on. And I'm like, what is going on?
Well, I think
I
we all know
to
it.
I need to sage my place again. I don't know what the
you know,
fuck
you,
is going
know,
on.
What you need to do is just record it because what I think is happening is you're just forgetting that you're turning things on.
I don't turn on that light. So in my bedroom, before I go to bed, I have a hanging lamp thing by my bed, and that's on until I'm like, mm-hmm. I can't read my book anymore, and then I turn it off. I don't even turn on. I haven't even been turning on the ambient lighting, so I don't know what is going on. And then I've been having weird dreams. Did I told you about that time I had a dream, a very realistic dream that I had like thick cat whiskers on my face and no one told me. And I was like walking around all day. People were staring at me. And I was like, what is going on? And then I look at myself in the mirror and have like thick fucking cat whiskers. And I was like, oh my God. It was so realistic. It was terrifying. And then another night I woke up to a scream, and I don't honestly don't know if it was me or if it was someone outside, because I've been having such weird dreams. Like I could see myself waking up screaming.
Yikes.
I think I'm haunted.
No, I did it. I did.
I think I'm haunted, Michael.
Every now and again, I have these weird dreams.
I think I saved myself. Weird.
So, what are they talking
about? I did want to mention today, RIP Richard Lewis.
I know.
That's really sad.
It's crazy because
he was such a great part of Curb Your Enthusiasm. But, also, you know, but he's also been on a ton of other shows, and I've always found him so funny.
I was telling my buddy that, like, you know, when you're a kid and you see some of these actors, like, whatever you see them in first is like, that's how I know them as that. Mm-hmm. So, like, I don't know what he did before. I didn't know that he was, like, a comedian. I remember him
from his appearances on, like, Howard Stern and, like,
Men in Tights. Robin Hood, Men in Tights.
I don't remember
that. Oh, my God. He played King Richard. Or, no, he played Prince John. Oh. And it was just, like, he always had that mole that was moving all over his face. And then he's, like, at the end, he's, like, I'm sorry, but wasn't your mole on the other side? He goes, I have a mole? And it's just, like, there's so many, like, one-liners that I always just like.
He's just so good in
Curb. Because they always have him play just like a New York Jew.
Mm-hmm.
Is like, that's always his character. Yeah. And so it's like Robin Hood, Men in Tights, and he's just like a New York Jew. And he's always like, hey, over here. And like, and then like, what was it? He was in Wagons East, which I know it's not like the best movie with John Candy, but he just like, everybody has all these like cowboy names. And like, he's part of this like, this group of people that have come out west, but it's just too hard and it's too rugged and they want that city life, and so he's like getting a group of people together to go east. And so, but you know, again, you know, he plays a like New York Jew, like doctor type. Uh-huh. And but his name is Phil. And so like the funny thing about it, they're like, who's ever heard of a cowboy named Phil? It's like, that's what he's always like talking about. It's just, there's a lot of good moments in that movie. It's I think Wagons East is funny. Many people.
I've never seen it. I'll have to check it out.
Yeah, it's funny. It's a Richard Lewis Fest is what you should do. But
oh yeah, maybe this weekend.
Yeah, we'll probably watch Men in Tights again. That movie is so funny. When I was a kid,
it's been a long time.
Men in Tights was like, oh my God, that was like the funniest thing I'd ever seen. And again, it was like the first Mel Brooks movie I'd ever seen.
Oh really?
And so you're like, what is this? And then they're like, well, you should watch Young Frankenstein. Or was it Young Frankenstein? Or
yeah, right, Young Frankenstein.
And then, like Blazing Saddles and all these other things, and you're like, oh my gosh, like you're like, this movie is so weird, but like I just moving on
anyway. So this week
I talked about the movie we're gonna watch.
I decided, I was looking today, I'm like, what's a good movie that will probably keep Michael up at night?
Yep.
And it's based on true events, allegedly.
I did see this movie when it first came out. And then I haven't seen it since, so I don't remember. I remember there's one very specific scene in there that fucking scared the shit out of me.
After seeing this, because this movie came out in 2002, we're going to watch The Mothman Prophecies. I remember being so afraid to drive at night.
Richard Gere.
Why did I think this came out before 2002? Why do I feel like I saw this when I was in high school?
Yeah, I thought I felt like I saw it in high school, but nope. I was out of high school as well.
Is that, what do they call that? Butterfly effect? Mandela effect?
Yeah, one of those.
Anyways, we're watching the 2002 movie, The Mothman Prophecies, starring our guy.
Richard
Gere. Are they going to show his dangle again in this?
No, I think he's too old. He doesn't do that. He's like super Buddhist at this point.
He's not old in this. He's just got silver hair.
He's just old face.
He doesn't have an old face. He has hooded eyelids.
If Richard Gere were to look at you and go, what color are my eyes? I'd be like, nobody brown. Knows. No one knows what color brown. Your eyes are. I'm going to assume that they're black, like, because
cocoa.
All I see is little.
He's got cocoa colored eyes.
He's kind of like mousy looking.
He's handsome.
He's kind of mousy.
Except he looks kind of tiny. And we all know I don't like a tiny man.
But you know that he's got a thick hog, though.
Not really in that movie when I saw it. This story is based on events which occurred in Point Pleasant, West Virginia. Michael, did you look it up? Do you know what happened? No. In Point Pleasant, West Virginia?
No.
Virginia. Michael. Michael, did you look it up? Charlie, you scared?
Charles already scared. This woke him up.
Me take did you a already, gander.
Did you print something out?
Yeah, I did.
What if I didn't want to watch this movie?
Oh, well, we were watching it. Apparently. I knew you weren't going to have anything, so I took the liberty.
Well, yeah, because I've brought in the last five fucking movies.
Yeah, right. Michael is accustomed to doing nothing. What are you, nuts? I take it upon myself to do everything. Oh, my God.
She's already fucking forgotten everything that's going on.
What I forget.
Oh, my God. This movie, I just know it's going to be scary.
Oh, yeah, it is, because it's based on true events, Michael. Are you there? Golly.
And it's shot in a very early 2000s, like, slow, scary type. Not like the, like, what I would say is, like, typical horror. You know what I mean?
You remember it?
No, I'm just saying, you look at it now, there's, like, a very specific style that it's already got going.
All right, synopsis. A reporter is drawn to a small West Virginia town to investigate a series of strange events.
Is that Deborah Messing's
Deborah
butt?
Deborah Messing? Oh, I forgot she was on this.
Was that her butt? Did we see
her
butt?
Been pissing off a lot of people on Twitter.
Yeah, she's kind of an annoying Twitter person. She's like an Alyssa Milano type of like...
annoying.
Where they just like say stupid shit and then all of a sudden they get mad at people.
She's passionate,
and then,
Michael.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah. Like I was saying, a reporter is drawn to a small West Virginia town to investigate a series of strange events, including psychic visions and the appearance of bizarre entities. And it stars our guy, like I said, Richard Gere, Laura Linney, David Eigenberg.
Yeah, right there, David Eigenberg.
A young Deborah Messing.
Everybody's young. Everybody's 22 years younger.
Will Patton. He's been in like every freaking movie. A bunch of other people.
See, this is also back when movies had like really long, drawn out like opening.
Love it.
Just like sequences.
Let's bring it back.
You know, there's a lot of like style that goes into that kind of stuff, you know?
What do you mean?
Like some of these opening title sequences, like you like a lot of people like really play. It's got to be in the style of a movie. It's got to be, you know, there's a lot going on. Like a James Bond type, you know, opening.
Well, Point Pleasant is kind of, it's across the river from Ohio. Paranormal enthusiasts flock to Point Pleasant in search of Mothman, a creature said to be a harbinger of imminent disaster that inhabits an abandoned TNT factory from World War II. Did you know that, Michael? Michael, did you know that?
No, Bonnie, I don't know anything.
You heard it here first. I knew I'd get him to admit
it. I knew it. She's got that written in her fucking notes. Right, Charles? What did you do to Charles today? Why is he... Charles, go to sleep.
He's got floppy jalopy hair.
Yeah, he's usually...
I don't know.
He's usually sleepy, but now
Well, we usually play, but I didn't want to like throw shit around because I don't know if that's the reason why my dickhead neighbor keeps stomping around. So I'm not trying to stoke the flames. You know what I mean? There's a Mothman Festival?
Oh, my God.
The town... is host to a Mothman Museum, and every year it holds a Mothman Festival that features tours, pageants, balls, films, music, and other events to celebrate what they consider one of Point Pleasant's largest tourist attractions. I have to go, Michael. I want to go check it out.
I feel like Deborah Messing like looks the exact same for so long.
Yeah.
And she kind of always seems to maybe play the same type of... I don't know that she has like a lot of range.
What do you mean?
Because I kind of feel like I just kind of always see her doing the same thing.
Yeah, I guess.
It feels like in earlier career, she's always kind of brought in as like the cute girlfriend. Oh, they're going to bang in this closet. What are you doing?
We got to put on, are the subtitles on?
Yes.
Oh.
My God.
Oh, they're going to do it in an empty place?
Yeah, they're checking, they're scoping out a new house and they're trying to see which rooms they want to bang in.
Richard Gere's getting it. Oh, and there's a moth. How embarrassing. Is that the realtor?
Yep. Right now.
Give us 2 seconds. No, literally 2 seconds.
He's like, I'm already fucking. Man, I'm already leaking through my pants. So I'm good to go.
They bought the house.
Yep.
Charles, can you lay down? Good grief. Anyways, I used to be really afraid of driving at night. I was scared that something was going to come land on my car from this movie. Michael.
Yeah, I think that they, like...
I was always scared to drive at night, honestly, because really? First, when I was a teenager, I was very scared of getting abducted by aliens.
Of course.
The fear was real. I was, like, really scared of that.
I told you about that thing that we drove down,
like... We watched too many Unsolved Mysteries, I think.
With, we drove down, like, Wes's little road, and it was, like, this really creepy road, and we'd always listen to that one Queen song. Oh, my God. Prophet song. It was so fucking...
Scary?
Yes. Because it was just, like, this really creepy... creepy song, and it was like always like misty and weird and like windy dark roads with like no lights on them, so like you could only see like as your headlights kind of illuminated in the turns. Uh-oh, they're just having too much fun.
What, something flew into her windshield?
Yeah, it was like that.
Man, she's,
it's
really
like a Mothman thing.
This is the longest spin out ever.
Oh shit. Her head's, so now they're gonna like blame it on like a head wound.
TBI. She's not dead, is she?
I don't know. Is she? Surely. Remember. If anything, it's just like a bad. Oh, she's probably like brain dead or something.
Oh, the name of the expert. Some trivia on this movie. The name of the expert on paranormal activity is Leek, the reverse of paranormal expert and author of the novel on which the movie was based, John A. Keel.
Oh.
See what they did there, yeah. Michael? Yeah. Michael, do you see what they did there? Yep.
What is it? So she, basically she smacked the side of her head. And now it seems like she's going insane or something.
I know she's seeing shit. Now she's never going to be the same. Is that what's happening? Lakeshore Entertainment cut $2 million out of the budget just days before shooting began. Director Mark Pellington was furious, having vowed not to make the same concessions that plagued his previous movie, Arlington Road.
I remember Arlington Road. That movie was so weird.
I remember that one.
Tim Robbins and Jeff Bridges. It was about like a bomber or something. And it was like, man, that whole movie, it looked like they shot that whole movie in dark rooms. It was so dark, like really? Literally dark.
Uh-oh.
So she saw basically the Mothman, which made her go fucking lose control. And now she can't stop.
Seeing weird
going
shit.
Going nutso.
Seeing weird shit. What's going on in her brain? There's a Mothman in her brain. Mothman in her brain.
See, like transitions like that, like again,
kill
some of these. Sometimes, like again, man, when there's directors that are like good storytellers.
Who was the director for this?
Mark Pellington. You just read it. You literally just read it.
So he's done Arlington Road and what else? You know,
I don't know.
What?
So she's got like a brain tumor.
Oh. Isn't that Steve from Sex and the City?
Yeah.
Someone was doing an impression of him, and they're like, this is every time Steve is in a scene in Sex and the City, and it's just some girl dressed up like him, and she's like, Miranda! 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 Like, the whole
yeah.
So funny. It's a TikTok.
He kind of has like a weird... like so his funny. Like speech and... I don't know if it's a speech impediment or that's just
does.
His tone or something.
Wait, Charles, let's see if he does it here. I think he has a slight speech impediment.
I mean, that's got to suck. You get in this car accident and then it, like, you're like, something's in my head. And then they look like, yeah, you're right. It's a fucking tumor. You're going to die. You're like, ugh. So like the car accident kind of saved it or like, not like now that I know, but now I know I'm going to die. It's got to suck.
Wow, he did an Alice in Chains short film. Sick. Man, that's the one thing that was like I found really cool about Mark Lanegan's memoir. Like how intertwined he was with so many different bands because he's from Washington. Mm-hmm. So Washington? He was like around everyone when he met Nirvana before they blew up. He was really good friends with Kurt.
Oh, yeah, like
he
was actually right place, supposed, right time.
He was supposed to go to Kurt Cobain's house the day that he killed himself. Kurt reached out to him and he was just like, he couldn't because he was like dope sick or something and he didn't go. And then it was like
I think Courtney's gonna do something, man. I just need you to come over.
No,
she's just been acting real funny.
He just didn't want to be alone, I guess. And Mark didn't go.
Dude, that's gonna be a bummer. Talk about.
But it was just so sad because he was just like recounting all, like literally all so many of his friends were dying because of drug overdoses. So sad. And they didn't release his cause of death. So people have speculated. I saw these Reddit threads about that.
Oh,
people are assuming that he relapsed because he was sober, but made some statement like how he hadn't been living right or something, like not too long before he died. Hmm. I'm like, I don't want to believe that. He had such a rough life, dude.
Yeah, but that's just the way it goes sometimes.
His stories were out of control.
He's back at the... So, Richard Gere's going back to the scene of the crime. He's gone to the scene of the
accident to see maybe what she saw.
Yeah. See if he can explain it away.
Maybe she's like, shit. What the fuck is that? There's a char mark on the car.
Again, it's like these like coincidental things where there's like a roadblock up with some lights like kind of blocking something. And so, it kind of seems like maybe that could have played into it. But again, like she's claiming she saw something, but then they also find a brain tumor. But
because she's a woman, everyone's going to say, "Actually, you saw traffic lights."
No, they're gonna blame it on the brain tumor, Bonnie.
Oh, you're just a silly woman. You didn't see anything. You're just silly.
You know, maybe if your brain was bigger and it filled up more of your skull, you wouldn't have grown a tumor on it.
You're hysterical.
Uh oh. Is back in the
trench coat.
The
trench coat days.
Uh-oh. The trench coat. Scarf days.
What? She died? No way. Yeah. From what?
She was fine. She had a fucking brain tumor. Did you miss that whole part?
You don't die that fast from a goddamn
tumor. You missed the whole thing where you're talking about it's super rare. It's this thing and it's growing and it's been there for a long time, which means they can't operate and they just kind of let it do its thing.
She dies just like that? I don't believe it. I guess. How convenient. Oh, Sunday? Sunday they shut down Melrose for the Ciclovia. Which I didn't realize they do like most of the day. It's until
11 to like 3 or something.
Yeah. So it kind of fucked up traffic. Yeah,
they did
here.
One up by me on my road.
Oh, really? On Linkersham?
Yeah.
So Charles and I went for a walk.
It's kind of nice. You just walk in the middle of the road.
Yeah.
I did a lot of like shopping stuff because you're just like, you just walk around. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, we walked all the way down to campus and then cut through and then came back. Found this like spooky tunnel that goes under the freeway.
I saw
that,
yeah.
It was so scary. I was like, oh my God, do people actually go in there? And then I was like, I had to cut through. Otherwise, we were going to have to go all the way up to go around the freeway. And so I was like, Charles, let's run. So we ran through there because it was scary.
Yeah.
Even though it was during the day.
There's a little gallop.
We ran.
He's going to see her note, but he was saying that she knew because she was drawing angels. But what she was drawing is what she saw.
The Mothman.
Also, they didn't really kind of tell you how much time has passed either.
I mean, you know what I mean? That's like, why I'm saying it's so crazy that she's literally just in the hospital and she dies just like that. Come on.
I mean,
what are the odds?
They probably kept her in the hospital because they knew that she had.
She drew a lot of stuff.
She got really good. I guess it just goes to show you, the more you practice, holy cow, your drawings get pretty good.
Skewy.
Mothman. Also, who's this nurse is like, she's drawing angels. He looks at these fucking obvious demon-looking things. He's like, must be angels. This guy's a moron. Is he a nurse?
In West Virginia folklore. Okay,
2 years later. 2 years later.
The Mothman is a humanoid creature reportedly seen in the Point Pleasant area from November 15th, 1966 to December 15th, 1967. That's a specific time range, date range, whatever. The first newspaper report was established in the Point Pleasant Register dated November 16th, 1966, titled Couples See Man-Sized Bird Creature Something. And then the National Press picked it up after that. So, you know, what was that stupid paper that had all those stupid stories in it?
The Inquirer.
Is that still a thing?
Yeah, I think so.
Really? seems like an Inquirer story. We're going to have to read the book, Michael.
Yeah. Here, listen to us. Oh, is it an impediment or is he just from New York?
I don't really hear an impediment. It's just his accent, right?
Yeah, I think it's like a mix of like the tone in his voice and his accent. And he also kind of has goofy looking eyes.
Did he die?
That guy?
Steve?
I don't know.
Somebody died from Sex in the City.
Like no, in real life or
guy.
On the show?
It was, never mind, it was the gay guy.
In real life or on the show?
In real life.
Oh, okay.
It was the gay guy. I forget what his name was. The bald guy?
He was
bald
in. Gay he guy. Was in. He was in a Kingpin movie with Woody Harrelson.
Yeah, I should. I need to.
That's right. This is like, I think this is one of those scenes where you like, there's that one scene where he like closes the door and there's a mirror on it. And then you see the reflection of something. But I think it's deeper in the movie when he's starting to get suspicious of something.
Oh, look what I found. The Mothman Festival. You want to know when it is?
Tomorrow.
September 21st and 22nd. I might have to try to go to that.
Do it.
It looks fun, Michael.
Look at God.
Look at the little Mothmans in the museum.
Oh, my God.
Oh, they have bus tours? Wow. I think I might need to check that out. There's an app? A Mothman app?
Oh, my God.
Wow. I like it. Oh my God.
Oh, so he's heading down to Virginia to
scope the story.
All of his dash icons are going crazy. His battery dies.
Look at that cell phone.
This is old Nokia's.
Fossil watch.
Look at that. Everything's literally, he's in like an actual dead zone where his phone wasn't working. His watch stopped working.
Man, I'd be scared to drive through West Virginia. Dude,
I think
they have like hill people.
Yeah.
Right?
I would be fucking like terrified.
If the wild and wonderful, weren't those people there?
Yep. This.
And then Michael's like, oh, yeah, this is my kind of people.
Dude, I if all of my stuff stopped working and I was on the side of the road, like, I feel like I would be too scared to get out of the car, but I'd be too scared to stay in the car.
Yeah. What are you going to do, Michael?
I guess go up to a random house and
he's going to spray bullets from his AK, whatever the heck. Yeah,
exactly.
In his tank.
Yep.
Stoops.
It's back in the day when.
When people would answer their doors.
When you knock on your door and people would be like, oh, hey, what's up?
No one's answering.
And now, like, people look and they're like, get out of here.
People aren't even saying that. It's like putting their gun at the window, like, get the fuck out of here. Oh, God. See? What I tell you? He's got a gun.
I guess we're a little too quick to judge.
Wow, woman
really
cop.
Young. I didn't think they had those back then.
Shut up.
I thought women were just now becoming cops. What's going on here?
Michael.
Really confused.
Michael.
Who's this guy? What has he been in? Like,
he's been in everything.
I know. I feel like I've seen him more recently where he's like older looking.
He's like, I feel like he's looked like this for the past like 20 years. He's kind of looked the same. Will Patton. You see, this is like why I could never live out in BFE ever again. It's too scary. I'll take my chances in a city. I can't be living out on some like deserted road where there's no one around. No one can hear you scream. Hell no, Huntro. We're city folk.
Oh, that's right. He's in Halloween Kills.
Oh, yeah. Real suspicious of newcomers.
Oh, look at that old couple on the swing. My grandfather used to make stuff like that.
My grandpa did too.
It's a grandpa thing.
Every year he would make all the grandkids wood ornaments and put the date on it.
Oh, really? Yeah, my grandpa would. Yeah, he'd like do all those wood carvings of like all the just like the silhouette stuff that you always see, or like, yeah, you know, like the old ladies. Like
he was so proud of his like
gardening, you know,
his little workshop and all the stuff he used to make. Whenever I'd go home and visit, he'd be like, "Come on out, let me show you my saw and like all the stuff that he makes." He was real creative.
These little driving sequences are kind of creepy.
My grandpa used to do that, and then my grandma would make quilts and crochet stuff.
Yeah, my grandmother would do that. She'd crochet.
She had a sewing
big
room.
Big quilts. We have a bunch of blankets at my mom's house that my grandmother made.
We, my last therapy session, my therapist asked me if I'd ever done a genogram before. Oh. Have you done one of those?
No, I don't know what that is.
Where it's like you can show, like you basically map out your family tree, and then you can put like different like identifiers, I guess. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's the right word, but like if someone has a substance abuse issue, you like put it in. And then how, and then you just
where it goes.
How it's connected and like abuse, and it's like the family is not looking so good on the genogram.
Yeah,
lots of. Like, everyone has substance abuse issues.
Yeah.
And abuse.
That's crazy.
There's been a lot of abuse in the familia. It's pretty, like, gnarly to see it on paper.
It's crazy. She's, like, really young. Like, she looks like... How old is she in this? Like, I would say, like... She kind of looks like she's,
early 30s,
I would say she looks like 20s. Young 20s.
I mean, she still looks the same.
No, she definitely looks the same, but it's just crazy how, like, let's see here. She was, this came out in 2002.
God, remember when they used to give you keys for hotel rooms?
Right. Holy shit. How old do you think she is in this movie?
I'm going to say early 30s.
And I was saying that I felt like she was in her 20s. She's 38.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. That's like, what?
Looks good.
Dang. Yeah, I guess that's like she has just the right whatever she's got going on that she doesn't seem to age a whole lot. She still looks very like she looks just slightly older in Ozark than she does here.
Ozark. Oh my God. Ozark. I just saw a TikTok about this girl that said that show was based off of her dad.
Oh.
Have you heard this story? No. So like her dad and her dad's pastor or someone, like her dad was involved in the Mormon church. He was involved in the Mormon church. He met another guy in the Mormon church and they decided to start like a money laundering business.
Oh.
It was like,
so real quick though, they said that there's nothing wrong with this car, even really? Though the whole thing just died on him. So he's stuck in this little town now.
Point Pleasant.
In his trench coat and scarf.
What was I saying?
Ozark, real life.
Okay, so he starts this business, right? With like Colombia drug cartel money, I guess. Hmm. And they're doing it pretty successfully until they get caught. The FBI gets on to them. But apparently, like, Ozark is kind of loosely based on that story.
Interesting.
But like, they're not, there's like no credit to that
right, so yeah, it's like a loose interpretation.
Not even like any reference to it whatsoever, I don't think. I Googled it. I couldn't find anything saying that it was based. A lot of people were asking if it was based on a true story.
It's a TikTok story.
And a girl was like, that's actually my family, blah, 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 blah. She had like all these siblings and they grew up in Utah and da, 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 da. It was pretty interesting.
So this guy that he showed, the house that he showed up at, this guy claims that he's shown up to his house a few times.
Oh.
That's why he pulled the gun on him.
Because he was sick of his shit.
So Richard Gere is starting to deal with some weird shit.
Richard's gears are turning.
You're done.
Ba-dum-tis.
That's crazy. In an hour and a half, he had traveled 400 miles and didn't know.
Time travel. No-dose was pretty popular back then.
Yeah, I remember I took some yellow jackets.
I drove on no-dose cross country. No-dose and tall coffees.
I did yellow jackets and energy drinks. And I remember at one point, I
You was saw
like,
God.
Yeah, like I went to the bathroom and I was just standing there peeing and I had to like hold on to like the stall because I would when I was like looking at the urinal, like it felt like my legs were like springs and they were like it looked like I was I bouncing started to up hallucinate. And down. Yeah, it was like I looked like I was bouncing up and down and I was going to lose my balance and I like it was like I felt like it, like you feel everything. I was like sick and hungry and awake and tired and just like
I just got so jittery and I started almost. To see things.
38.
I used to pull all nighters when I was going to school for fashion design. I'd pull all nighters to like work on my homework because we'd have like a lot of sewing homework to do. And it was back when I was dating the crazy guy. So he would be like, just bring all your shit over to my, I couldn't not be with him at all times. Right. So he was like, just bring your shit over to my place. He was renting a room in his buddy's house. And I'm like, you don't understand what a pain in the ass this is. Like I have to bring so much stuff, like all my patterns, my sewing machine, like all right. like my sewing kit, my fabric and everything. And he would insist on me coming over to his place. So I'd be working at the desk and he's like sleeping in his bed. That's and weird. I'm like sewing and I'd be up like all night sewing and then have to go to class. And then, you know, by like 11 in the morning, I'm like,
oops.
You know, like when you're so tired, you feel like, oh yeah, you're zapped. Like you're
your body like does that like wake you back. Yeah, like
you're being electrocuted. Yeah,
it's crazy. Rough. 38. I wonder if they made her eyes look like bluer.
What?
I don't know. It's crazy that she doesn't look 38 at all.
I mean, what the fuck does that mean? What are you supposed to look like when you're 38?
Well, I'm just saying. Like we both thought that she was like significantly younger.
Early 30s.
But I'm just saying, but I think it's because
it's
also
hard at to
that,
tell.
But I think it's because at that time that
what's
was still
the barometer
at,
here.
No, because I think the time period because she's born in 1964, so like that generation would tended to start looking older by the time they're 40.
Not if you have good genes.
I guess so. She got good genes.
I mean, Alyssa Milano still looks good, even though she's slightly problematic.
It's the insanity that keeps her young.
That's the key. That's the key to looking younger. You have to be a little wacky.
Mm-hmm. All right. So now he's starting to...
He's doing his research.
He's talking to...
On the Mothman.
He's going to see...
Fun fact.
A drawing. Hold on. We're going to see this drawing. It's going to probably look like...
As his
yep. It looks just like his...
Dead wife, fiance's. Girlfriend, whatever.
No, it was his wife. I thought it was just a fiance.
Richard Gere and Laura Linney appeared in Primal Fear together in 1996.
Oh, yeah. That's the Mark Wahlberg one, right?
Primal Fear. I'm trying to remember that movie. My teacher was talking about Devil's Advocate in class.
Yeah.
And so I rented it last night. I think my rental probably ran out.
That movie's crazy.
I need to get it again. That's a 2 hour 26 minute
movie. And Al Pacino is fucking nuts in it.
It's so long. The director makes a cameo in this movie. He's the bartender, and also the voice of Ingrid Cold during the phone call.
Oh.
Power lines, those are the problem.
And also, it's crazy that he just kind of like abandoned his, he was on his way to go interview the mayor or the governor of Virginia.
And he just detoured.
Oh yeah, there, you see this little...
Michael, I didn't get to finish telling you. In the podcast last week, I was trying to tell you a story. You kept interrupting me about how I found
what
this
was
thing.
I interrupting you about? You like what I did there? Who would have seen that coming? Ugh. Yeah, you know, I think I remember that on the way home. I was thinking, I was like, I think she was telling a story about something.
Like twice, and you kept talking over me per usual. Because, yeah, I know. Like I say on every episode, Michael hates women. So I found this place in Joshua Tree that's like Airstream trailers that you rent. It's like it's called glamping.
Yeah, I know,
it's like
I know what glamping is,
but like I wouldn't refer to like when I think of glamping, I think of like fancy yurts. I don't think of like Airstream whatever, but I saw a TikTok about
it's just
it
amenities that
and it's like a little park and they have like drum circles or whatever. You can play sports, you can
there,
take your dog.
Do you get to
they're
drive them
there.
Around? Okay, you don't have to drive them around,
so you just like rent out.
Okay.
The Airstream.
It's like a neighborhood.
But it's like in a community, so you can like do stuff with other people and have bonfires and whatever. It looked pretty fun.
Yeah.
I want to get out.
You know, it's a small town when they're cop car is a Jeep.
Whoa. Are they going to show boob?
No, it's a PG-13 movie. We saw Deborah Messing's butt in the beginning, and that's probably about as good as we get.
Oh, God. Can you imagine? I know. So scary.
And you're just trying to bang one out, and you see a fucking demon? God damn.
It's the Lord telling you not to sin. Let that be a lesson.
Oh, God. His eyes are all like bloodshot.
Whoa. It doesn't count if you're not already.
Yeah.
There was a story about on the Real Housewives of Orange County.
Mm-hmm.
One of the housewives, her and her boyfriend broke up, and he started dating a old former castmate of the same show.
Oh.
And so there was some article that came out that was like, oh, he gave her a promise ring. And I'm like,
how old are you?
This man is in his 60s. What the fuck are you promising?
Jesus.
Are you serious? I'm like, this can't be real. Who's giving out fucking... What was the point of a goddamn promise ring when you're in high school, right?
Yeah, exactly. Or college or something.
You don't do that as an adult, sir. The hell?
I feel like Richard Gere is a very subtle type of actor.
Handsome.
He's like a... He always kind of seems to have like a stoic presence.
Yeah, he does.
We'll say that they're doing pretty good with these visual transitions.
Yeah. Look at this small town. Get out of there, Michael. You're not allowed to eat that. $8. What? Don't get me started. I went to Pavilions. I had to like go. I ran out of instant oats. So I'm like, let me just run to Pavilions. And
instant
go.
Goats.
Yeah, okay. Let me just go get a container, right? I bought, what was it, three things. And it was like $30-something. The popcorn that I get, I only get the white kernel popcorn. I make popcorn the old-fashioned way, just on a pot with coconut oil. The bag of popcorn, $7.99. A bag of popcorn kernels.
Yep.
$7.99. And the oatmeal, I got like the off-brand instant oats because like the Quaker ones, they wanted like $10, I think, for a container. Just Pavilions is such a fucking joke. That's why I only go there for like in a pinch because I need vegetable oil too for like some recipes. Vegetable oil, oatmeal, and popcorn. Three things. Insanity. Make it make sense, Michael.
I can, but you don't want to listen.
Shut up. Don't talk to me about your QAnon bullshit.
Is this thing
I want to hear it.
Inflation.
Shut up. What is it?
He saw his reflection in the mirror and it kept telling him something, but it wasn't his reflection. It was something else.
Denver 99 will die. What the hell?
I can't imagine some of these people, like, you know, if you see something and all these like weird supernatural kind of things kind of happen, but like you're not crazy.
You're right.
You know? Except this guy's starting to look a little crazy.
The old blood in the ear trick.
No, it's not. Is it or isn't it?
Aside from a few opening scenes filmed in Washington, D.C., most of the motion picture was filmed in the areas of Pittsburgh and Kittanning in Pennsylvania. You know, I was wondering if that was Pittsburgh. To be honest, I like a Pittsburgh vibe, even though I've not been there. I've just looked at photos. I've looked at real estate over there.
Oh, really? Shittsburg?
Better shut up. That's Andy Warhol's birthplace. He was born a little outside Pittsburgh.
So they brought this guy into the doctor because he thought that he would probably the same kind of like brain tumor to kind of like explain away his wife's stuff.
Oh.
But there's nothing wrong with this guy.
He's just a little loco. I mean,
I thought that was going to be an eyeball, but it turned out it was a sink. What is your problem? What are you doing?
I'm singing.
Why are you? You remind me of like just a bird that's just sitting on a wire that's just like, that is just like out of control where it's just like, quack, 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 quack. You're like, why are you out here? Like, quack, 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 quack,
quack. I do talk to the crows sometimes.
Yeah, Michael. I know. Like, what do you do? You're like, you're on something here.
You've got to make friends with them.
You're ripping.
They'll always have your back if you make friends with the crows.
How many coffees do you have today? How many coffees did you have today? There it is. because you're fucking ripping through some stuff.
I'm not even.
You are. You're talking like a million. You're talking a million miles an hour.
No, I'm not.
You are.
I made a coffee here.
You're literally not. You can't sit still. You can't pay attention. We're trying to watch this scary movie, and you're just like over here, like, bah, 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 bah. You're like, what are you doing? You're like, I'm just singing a song. That's why Charles is on edge, because you've been like ripping all day coffee, just like.
Why is he yelling?
Screaming.
Why is he yelling? I don't know. Someone's got to be the comedic relief around here.
Is that what it is? There's somebody, after last week's episode, she's like, it's real snooze fest. I better just drink a bunch of coffee.
No, I had one cup on the way.
Crash. So they said 99's going to die.
What a coincidence.
99 dead in Denver. This guy's got a weird look.
I got 99 dead, and the Mothman ain't one.
Bonnie, no one's laughing at anything but you.
That's all that matters.
You're the comedic relief for yourself because you drank 45,000 cups
every
of coffee
day
today.
Every day of my life, I'm my own comedian.
You're just nonstop drinking coffee, and you're like, this is going to be a good idea.
If you will let me tell you, I made one coffee here, and then at work, I was like, should I make another coffee here, or let me just get the cold brew on tap?
There it is.
So I got a cup of the cold brew on
tap.
How
many of those did you drink?
I had one.
How big?
And then I had a soda.
22 ounces of.
Had a Coca-Cola in the afternoon.
Yep, there it is.
And 2 cups of kombucha.
Yeah, you're just ripping on too much caffeine.
Is there caffeine in kombucha?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
Whatever it is, you're fucking, you're zapped, Bonnie.
No, I'm not. I'm not even like...
It's the equivalent of letting like a kid eat a sugary Pop-Tart after dinner.
I think there's probably a lot of sugar in kombucha, probably. Huh? You know what? I did come home and like immediately start cleaning up and vacuuming and putting things away.
There's something going on. Cold brew will like fuck you shit up, dude. I've had cold brew before and it like...
I like immediately started cleaning everything.
I've never been so like... Sometimes like tunnel vision with cold brew where you just like... You just sit there and just... You're so focused on something because it's just...
Oh, kombucha does contain caffeine.
There
it is. I
had
2 cups of that. Holy fuck. 2 coffees, 2 kombuchas, and a can of Coca-Cola.
Yeah, you're ripping. You're just over here, just like, we're trying to watch a movie. You're like, oh, here's another thing about Mothman Prophecies. Oh my gosh, here's another thing. Oh my gosh. It's like, you're not even watching the movie. You watch the movie.
I am, yeah, and I'm looking up facts. I've been looking up facts.
Yeah, watching the movie.
Because you don't do it.
She was in like a boat accident. This is a dream she had.
Yeah. Oh, I was going to say, the other night, I was so cold. It was chilly the other night. Not last night, but the night before. So I put the fucking space heater on.
Okay.
So we go to beds, and I got me's flannel pajamas on, and I got me's flannel blankies, and the space heater. Let me just tell you, Michael, I woke up swimming in my own...
Yeah, I was going to say, you fucking marinating over there.
The back of my hair was... You ever wake up with like a pool of sweat in your neck?
Like, summers are out here.
It was so gross. I had to take a shower because I'm like, I probably stank.
Just going to work and everyone's like, ew, you look.
And then this morning I woke up a little sweaty because I was wearing my like satin pajamas. No heater. Had the window cracked. Still sweaty. But I didn't have time to take a shower. So chemtrails.
Of course.
Chemtrails in the office. Wake up number 37. Oh, like she's a passenger on the plane?
Something, yeah.
What does that mean, Michael? Like, Michael, what does it mean?
I don't know. Bonnie, you tell me. You've been paying attention this whole time. She's dreaming. Richard Gere's.
He's getting a little too close to the woman cop.
With Lady Cop. Looks like she's going to perform the body cavity search tonight.
Shut up.
She's like, hands against the wall. Spread those fine-ass cheeks.
All right. You know what movie scared me as a kid? The fucking, what was it? First Encounters?
Close Encounters?
Yeah, whatever. The alien I was so scared of aliens as a kid. You don't even know.
Because
every show that we saw, pretty sure like every episode, well, not every, but a lot of episodes of like Unsolved Mysteries, and there was like another current, we used to watch A Current Affair. Remember that show? And they have like weird stories on there.
Yep.
And it was always someone getting abducted in a rural town. And guess where we lived? in a rural town. Yeah. So my brother was so scared. He would cry every time the theme music would come
that's
on.
That's how, no, that was Unsolved Mysteries.
Every time he would cry. And Current Affair. He didn't like it.
No, Unsolved Mysteries was the scariest everything. I remember I'd hear that and I was like, I couldn't watch it. I was so scared.
I'd put it on just to mess with him. Teehee. Was this guy abducted? I remember there was like, what was it, in the 2000s, some movie came out about aliens and the trailer was like hyping it up that it was like based off of a true story. So I believed it.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like really Google it. And I remember watching it when I was dating Long Balls. We watched it at his apartment. And I was like, this movie is based on a true story. And he's like, what? And we totally got in a fucking argument about it. And then I remember getting so pissed because he's just one of those people that always has to have the last word and be right. And so I was like, you always just have to be right, don't you?
And she went to walk away and he lassoed her back with his long balls. And then I was
like
really
quiet. We're like quietly, awkwardly watching the rest of the movie at his house. I was pissed. I ended up being wrong. It wasn't even based on a true story.
Well.
But I wasn't wrong in the fact that he always had to be right. Was that saying, would you rather be right or would you rather always be right or just be happy or something? Have you heard that?
No.
Injured cold. The fuck? His what? Wait. Why did I think that was his wife's name?
Equator?
Why did he say it like that?
Or Ecuador.
Why is it spelled Ecuador?
Sometimes subtitles get a little fucked up.
Yeah, they do. Gordon, your story is out of control. Get it together. Everyone's having premonitions.
Yeah, this guy's... But it's like things that you can't stop. You know what I'm saying? He's like, he's getting a premonition that 300 are going to die in Ecuador, but it's an earthquake. You couldn't prevent that. You couldn't stop. Maybe this guy could. Or like a plane crash or something. These shots are like kind of bizarre.
Yeah. How they get that shot, Michael? It's just someone walking up.
Steady cam, yeah. Just walking really fast.
A gimbal?
No, Bonnie. Steady
cam. We use a gimbal for. What's the difference?
There's different kinds of gimbals.
Explain it to me, Michael. Michael, can you explain it?
I don't know. Are you going to chill out for a second and just like calm down?
I am calm.
You're so amped on goddamn fucking caffeine.
I didn't even think I was.
You're not even going to be sleeping tonight. Like, you're going to be laying in bed. It's going to be 2 a.m. Like,
why can't I?
Can't
I gotta watch all the latest batch of episodes of Love is Blind. I think Tati might have seen them all. She stayed up till midnight for the drop.
Oh, my God.
She's hooked. She's hooked real bad. Today is her birthday.
Oh. Monday was my sister's birthday.
And then she was telling me about her baby death.
He was just getting ready to bang Laura Linney.
Sending me
voice. He's about to slide his hands on her baby.
No, he's not. She was sending me voice notes about her baby daddy drama. He's such a jerk. Why are men even here?
God,
so what I want to know, why the fuck are they here and when can they go the fuck away?
I know. Well, Bonnie's one of those guys.
How about that? Catch me outside. How about that? Remember when you said bad baby was bad Barbie?
Yeah, no, bad Bobby. It's how I've heard everybody say it was kind of like Barbie.
So stupid. I told my coworker about that today. Like, Michael doesn't know anything about pop culture.
Because, no, one, it's dumb as fuck. And also, why do I give a fuck about her? Also, I've only heard people call her that, Bad Bobby.
Well, everyone is stupid. Who are you talking to?
I don't know. I'm telling you, it's how I've only heard it. I know who she is, but I don't care enough to...
Michael, have you ever heard Gucci Flip Flops? That's one of her songs. You need to get right. You need to listen to her music. Oh, this is the director talking.
Dude, if anybody ever described what I was doing in my place and I was just in a random whatever, I'd fucking lose my mind.
If what?
If somebody, like, if I was on the phone and someone and I did something, I was like, where's my watch? And they're like, and they told me exactly everything.
Damn.
Now it's starting to get a little creepy.
Indrid Cold. I don't understand who this is supposed to be. Spooky.
Oh my God. Oh God.
Oh, Indrid Cold is the voice inside Gordon's head.
Yes. Oh, God.
You will see her what?
In time. That was something happened. I bet Gordon killed himself.
Did you ever see the movie Silkwood?
No.
Oh, my God. That movie is so sad. Based on a true story. Will Patton was in that. Also, Desperately Seeking Susan. Classic.
It's so creepy. What's happening?
So, H3 Podcast, they're doing this series called The Bachelor. And Jeff Wittick is the bachelor, and he's looking for his partner. So they've been interviewing girls. Like today he had like dates, Zoom dates with the mm-hmm. women that he chose. Mm-hmm. And fucking Ethan Klein is such a troll. Like the whole time. So like they have a setup, like Jeff is sitting at a table. It's supposed to be like they're having dinner together and the girls are on Zoom. Mm-hmm. So Jeff is in the studio at this table. Ethan is his waiter and he's bringing him plates of spaghetti. And then he's like refilling his, like, he's just like hovering. He's like filling his wine glass. Mm-hmm. There's a candle on the table. And then like he just ends up standing in front of the camera, blocking the shot. And so Jeff is like, get out of the way of the camera. She can't see what I look like. And so he'd move. And then at one point he's got this waiter towel draped over his arm and he's too close to the candle and it catches on fire, like fire twice. And then every time he comes to bring him spaghetti, he just keeps piling up the plates of spaghetti. It was so fucking fun. It was such a mess. It was like super chaotic because he's fucking everything up on the table. The wine spills, and then Jeff is like, "Don't, we got to blow out that candle, dude. You're going to catch everything on fire." So then he goes and gets a fire extinguisher.
Oh, my God.
It's just so bad. And then Ethan has this thing where he just, like, coughs, where he's like, he hacks. Ugh. So, like, through the whole thing, he's, like, hacking. I'm like, I was dying today. It was a pretty slow day. I didn't have a lot of work
from Clearly.
I watched it.
10,000 cups of caffeine.
I went and, like, I never eat at the places that are in my complex mm-hmm. at work. But today I was like, I didn't feel like going to the gym. So I went and got a bowl at Habanero Grill, which is like $20.
Yep.
And then I went and sat in the grass at a table and like was watching the show and eating my bowl. And I've been burping ever since. Michael.
Yeah, we all know.
Burping up salmon. I got a salmon bowl, but it was pretty fucking entertaining. I was laughing all afternoon watching that shit. He started at like, it's supposed to start at noon, but he's always late. So it was probably like 12:30 when the show started and it went all the way to like 4. His live stream. Super entertaining. 10 out of 10. I like these old buildings. That's what I love about New York. New York has a bunch of old churches and stone buildings.
Old.
I was looking at jobs. Found some good ones on Indeed. Yeah.
You starting to apply for them?
It's too early to do that. I just like bookmark them mm-hmm. and hope they'll come back when it's time for me to skedaddle. I looked into UPAC. I was looking at quotes for UPAC. And also... Actually, I found like one-way car rental that wasn't, I think it was like not that crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You can rent like an SUV and it wasn't like that bad. Like a premium SUV was like one something a day.
Yeah. I mean, you can do it in 5 days.
You could do it in less than that.
Maybe. I mean, you got the animals. Sometimes they need a little bit of a break.
I know, they get restless. Still. I'm not trying to make it a whole.
It takes like, I mean... I've gone there, like when I drove almost nonstop, it still took like 4 days. Because you're still stopping, I mean, you still have to stop sleep, but like I would only stop at like rest stops to sleep.
We ain't and then go. Stopping.
Okay. Yeah, clearly just do whatever you did today, do that, and you'll just be, and Charles will be like,
take a keg of kombucha. I didn't know there's caffeine in kombucha.
Yeah, well, now your life is ruined. I like how some of these old, like these older, like scary movies have these little scenes of like they kind of gather all this information everything's spooky. They don't know what to do. And then they're like, there's a professor at a university. And they just show up and they're like, you wrote a book about this once? And he's like, that was a long time ago. And then now they're...
I couldn't tell you what I wrote. I was hopped up on booch.
Right.
Oh, I just remembered I have chocolate donuts in my freezer.
Oh, God.
You want a chocolate donut hole?
No, I don't. It's like 9 o'clock at night, Bonnie.
Did you already do your test?
Yeah, I already did all that stuff.
You're just waiting for the results.
Clearly the spit tests are going to take a while, but like this morning I went to and from Westwood and had my blood drawn in an hour.
What?
This morning.
What time did you go?
I left my house at 5:45 and when I came back, I stopped at 7-Eleven for coffee and I got home at 6:50.
Wow.
Yes. I could not believe it. I was in the building for so little time that they, I didn't have to pay for parking. I thought it was going to take a while. I mean, I know I went early when the thing opened, but like,
you know, living like, in LA, these kind of things make you.
I know. They're like, yeah, we have to draw blood. And I was like, okay. And then like, I signed in, I gave them the spit samples and then they called me back for the blood. And I was like, okay. She goes, all right. I go, what arm? She goes, doesn't matter. And I just held it out. And she just was like, okay, thanks. Bye. And I was like, see ya. And then I was out. Nice. I was in and out in like probably 8 minutes.
So I was really excited on Saturday when I got out of class and I ran those errands, got everything done. And I was telling Michael, but like, I don't know what the fuck was going on Saturday, but there was like no one on the road, in the stores. I was like in and out of 3 stores, home after class by like 1:30.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
But I got the...
That's what I call a win.
I got the results of my... So the blood they drew today, those test results came back immediately.
Okay.
Well, at least they're checking...
What do they say?
Thyroid.
Is it worms? Michael's got butt worms.
Yeah, you wish. Thyroid and testosterone is what they test.
Michael's going to blame his splatters on his worms.
Yeah, probably. Hilarious, Bonnie. This guy's saying that something terrible is going to happen in Point Pleasant. Anyways, I got the test results back.
Michael's worms are creating a mess.
Testosterone and thyroid, Bonnie.
Michael's really cracking.
You're done. No one wants to listen to your fucking caffeine hopped up jargon brain. You don't make any sense.
Let's say something, Michael. I was editing the last episode. I was dying listening to that. He's saying sideways turns. I didn't even have a lot of caffeine when I was doing it.
No, you just...
That was so funny. I was laughing so hard. You know, I'm really thankful for the 17 people that listen, but honestly, I do this for me.
Clearly. Acting like you don't know that you're all hopped up on caffeine.
Sometimes I crack myself up.
All the time, Bonnie. That's what you do all the time.
Oh, man. I was really laughing. That was good.
During the scary movie, Richard Gere looking for Mothman.
It's supposed to be at this Christmas festival?
Yeah.
She don't want to talk to you.
It's also entertaining how this movie, like, he just stays in this town to, like, solve this stuff. And then they realize that it's kind of crazy that he's just sticking around. So like every now and again, he has a phone call back to his buddy at work. And he's like, I'm stalling for as long as I can. I told him you're out sick with the flu to try and like explain away like how he's just like not going to work.
Yeah. And not getting fired.
Right.
Oh, Richard Gere's so good at doing that serious face.
He won't tell her that he said that there's something bad is going to happen in Point Pleasant.
Oh.
And so he told her that he didn't talk to the guy because he doesn't want to scare her. But it's something I'm betting.
The relationship is built on lies.
Gordon. Oh, that relationship is built on the pogo stick between his legs.
Shit.
Yeah.
Just like she Michael's just, splatters.
Of course. Bonnie and her brilliant jokes.
Michael, Gordon, one of Gordon's these about days.
To jump off the bridge.
One of these days your toilet's gonna be clean. He's waiting for Mothman.
The whiskey. Oh my god.
Whoa, his wife is in the bed. His dead wife. She's got spooky eyes.
And she's not moving her lips when he talks.
Yikes.
Now he's going to whack it.
Now Michael's going to have nightmares.
Oh, this is going to be that thing where, like, in the mirror, there's that mirror thing.
Stop.
I don't like the way they're shooting it. It's just like he's going to bend down. There's going to be something behind him.
Oh, God. That's spooky.
I'm dying over here. I'm going to die. We all screamed. You screamed too.
Did not.
Yes, you did.
Michael shrieked.
You know, I said, oh, God.
Like a woman.
I said, oh, God. Woke Charles up.
Oh, man.
Because it was like he basically he thought he was looking it was like a misdirect where he like moved his head sideways to see if something was behind him, and then he like pulled his head back and then he smashed his face into the
mirror.
Now see, oh my God, it's definitely, I'm gonna say this is like a,
it's very eerie,
it's a very like creepy slow build,
unsettling. Really makes you want to move to a rural town, huh, Michael?
Not a creepy fucking...
Michael, aren't you afraid? You're going to be in, like, rural area. Are you afraid of getting abducted by aliens?
No, they need to be afraid of me.
Because aliens is real.
As Rambo said, I'm your worst nightmare.
Aliens is real, Michael.
I'm your worst nightmare.
You little toy guns.
This is the one. He's going
to
see...
Ain't going to do nothing to aliens.
He's
going to
see the... weird reflection thing.
The what?
God, this is like really creepy. Like I always gotta wonder, like, when you, like, how difficult is it to shoot a scary movie? Like, how do you know that things are gonna be scary? Because like some of these things that you do are creepy and stuff. That it's all reliant on how you edit it.
Uh oh, there's the guy.
You know,
Jay Suey. Is he dead? Oh, fuck! Whoa, his face was glitching. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Oh, he froze?
It looked like he just kind of died. There's no blood.
He froze outside? That reminds me of an episode of Steph Infection. Steph had a hospice nurse on, and they were talking about like things that happen when you die. Mm-hmm. She's like, well, you know, your eyelids don't stay shut. So, like, they have to do something to, like, keep the eyelids down.
Yeah, yeah.
Steph like, got so fucking creeped out by it. She's like, oh, God. She's like, when I die, you guys got to make sure my eyelids are shut. They can't be open. They can't be open. They have to be closed. She's like, I'm so fucking scared. She's like, this weird thing about eyeballs.
I told you that my mom used to be a candy striper back in the day. And she was saying, like, the one thing that, like, scared the shit out of her was, you know, so, like, because you, like, your muscles, like, go through, like, weird contraction things. So, yeah. Like, she was in the fucking elevator, and there was like a body they're bringing down to the morgue, and it just...
A what, Michael?
A bot. It muted you because I can't listen to you. She's like in the elevator, and it sat up. Like it was one of those things where
that's
it like popped up.
That's not a thing.
No, it does.
Because Steph talked to like a coroner.
Oh, really?
A woman that used to do like autopsies and prep bodies.
So you're
saying
my mom is a liar?
She's like, no, because Steph said the same thing. She's like, you know, weird shit happens when people die. Like bodies sit up and she's like, she's like, that's not a thing. That doesn't happen.
Well, then I guess you call my mom a liar. I'll tell her.
Sounds like both your parents like to fib.
Yep. All right. Cool. Thanks.
I see where you got it from, Michael.
Yeah, I can't help it.
Michael's a liar.
Because it's all I know. It's all I know. Who's this old man?
It's the Mothman.
He's like, hi, my name's John Mothman.
I thought I told you.
John Mothman. I run this town. I'm like, oh, yeah, I've been secretly poisoning the water supply so people hallucinate.
Yeah, whatever.
This is it. Bonnie, this is it. Did you not see?
Whoa, his reflection is doing something different. Creepy. Percolator. My mom used to have a percolator.
I don't like it. See, watch.
Oh, Richard Gere's.
I don't like it. I'm going to close my eyes.
I like it. Whoa. Did you see that?
Yeah, that was like the scariest thing. I remember when the first time I watched it.
Did you see that?
Yeah, I know. And that's what I was telling you. I told you it was happening.
Red eyes, Michael. Red eyes.
John Mothman was in his.
I like it when Richard Gere gets pissed. There's his dead wife.
With fluffy, frizzy hair.
$7. I'm sick and tired
of movies that are 20 years old reminding me of how cheap things used to be when I was younger.
$7 plus tip. I paid $10 for a coffee last weekend.
That's what he was saying. The Mothman was telling him, you won't find your wife by looking, but you'll be reunited very soon. That was a cool shot.
Spooky. He wants it to be his wife. Yeah. He doesn't want her to be dead.
Well, he wants it to be her so that it can...
He doesn't have to feel bad about boning this lady cop.
I know.
Typical.
He beats her tongue with his baton every night. Until it's black and
Michael,
blue.
Why do you have to be nasty? Every episode, you find a way to be nasty.
She's like, I'm on the left. And he's like, hop-ah!
He's driving to Indiana?
There's another one of those like weird driving things he's where he's not going to know what's going on. He's going to wake up in like California.
The fuck? The hell's in Indiana? Not a goddamn thing.
A little town called Gary.
Indianapolis is a cute little town, I will say.
It's kind of cool to drive. I've driven through there a couple times.
Not bad for a little town.
Who's this guy? Oh, he went to Chicago.
Oh. It's the paranormal dude, right? He's got tapes of the Mothman?
So that's, I guess that's the whole thing with the Mothman stuff is that they let you know that a bunch of people are going to die and you try to stop it. And then they're just like, you're crazy. And then you got to live with
you
the knowledge.
Stupid humans. Oof. They put them in a psych place? Yeah. And we're driving all the way back.
That's crazy. I feel like whatever they're doing to make that car look like it's going fast. I don't know if he's actually driving that fast, but like usually, you know, sometimes those movies just speed up the film and it looks goofy. Like that looked like he was literally driving like 150 miles an hour.
Yeah, it did.
How convenient that trash can's right by that staircase, which is right outside your room.
Michael.
What?
Michael. Are you going to have bad dreams tonight?
Maybe.
Michael.
You can go home and eat a handful of melatonin and just... And then probably still have weird fucking dreams and then just not remember them. Oh, God. He's got to go meet the governor at the airport. That's going to be the disaster.
Why does the Mothman always say what's, like, if no one can do anything to stop it, why are you telling people about it?
That's the thing, is because he's trying to make them feel crazy. I guess that's the thing, is he won't have any proof. Uh-oh, he's the catalyst. Right, it is the point, like, she's, like, basically, like, refusing to believe him, and she's like, what if nothing happens? He's like, good! Isn't it safer to just, like, play it safe?
No.
She's going to see it all happening. She's going to get covered with toxic chemicals. And then she's going to become the
toxic.
And then
she's going to be like, when was I in Michael's bathroom?
Yeah, right.
It's the only way I could have got these toxic chemicals on me is if I was in Michael's bathroom.
Yeah, right.
With his splatters and his hairs. Well, splatters in the hairs. Splatters in the hairs everywhere.
You're done. Talking.
Ew. Then they're gonna be like, this guy's trying to hurt the governor.
Well, no, it's because again, now he's trying to do the thing that the one guy was saying. He's like, you can warn them, but that no one will ever believe you. And sure enough, he looks like a psycho fucking path.
His loss. Yeah, he's walking weird.
It was.
Oh my god, I saw this girl
uh-oh.
Today walking across the
Point Pleasant, uh-oh.
The work campus.
The what?
Across the, like our campus where my office building is. She's wearing this dress shirt tucked into like leather, like they look like sweatpants. Like the style was like a sweatpant, but they're pleather. And the way she was walking, it was like her body was like angled like this.
Oh, God.
I was like, what What is going on? I couldn't stop staring at her. She was at like a 45-degree angle when she was walking. It was really weird.
Some people are weird.
Some people have interesting walking styles.
It's weird how some people...
running styles.
Running for sure, but it's also weird how like some people just like... They walk in a way that you're like... Are you... like, do you have a...
So nothing happened.
Correct.
You're driving fast again.
Mm-hmm. Again, it's got to be so crazy to just be like, have all this stuff happen to you and you're not, like, you're so convinced that it's real and just everyone's like, you're fucking nuts, dude. Remember when newspaper reporters made so much money that they could buy a giant fucking house in Washington, D.C.?
They still can, Michael.
Oh, really? 20 roommates.
Uh-oh. Oh, is she wrapping presents for...
Oh, Megan? It's those presents. She saw her own death in her dream.
Michael.
Nuh-uh.
Michael.
What? Honey, Jesus. Next time, less caffeine. I feel like I'm babysitting like a kid that's just like, like, don't you have to take a nap?
No.
You didn't have to take a nap today. Now you're grumpy.
What? I don't take naps. Why is she booking flights for him?
Well, it's because he's going crazy about like being at the house at noon for something. And she knows that she's just trying to get him away from the noon.
Maybe you should have had some caffeine.
No, Bonnie, did you learn anything from the last few episodes? I don't think right. I have holes in my brain.
The caffeine now
the holes are getting so big that the connection is starting to get lost. Jeez. You know when you like pull a plug apart and you and there's a little arc in between for a little bit, but then it gets too far and there's nothing left.
Yeah, right.
That's what's happening in my brain right now. Oh, all the holes are oozing.
You should get
and
checked
losing.
For dementia, Michael.
Why? So I can forget when I leave? And they're just going to go and look at my brain and be like, yeah, it's full of holes.
Oh my God.
He's losing it.
He's losing it. He's crying.
What a fucking puss.
God, remember when your house phone used to ring like that?
Yeah, right. Right at noon.
Answer the phone.
It's probably going to be something that's going to zap his brain and he's going to go officially insane. There you go, bud.
He broke his phone. Maybe it was his dead wife.
Maybe we'll never know.
We'll never know.
Oh, no. Okay.
He's driving again.
Okay.
Whew. Is he going to show up to his new cop Goyle friend and then she's going to die in front of him and then he's going to be really fucked up? You know what I mean?
Oh, we'll see. Something's happening. Are you done with your sloppy jalop?
What?
Don't you fucking do that fucking shit.
What are you talking about, Michael? Hey, Michael, what are you talking about? What are you doing over there? You Googling stuff? You getting your fun facts? Heck no, because that's what I do. Michael just shows up. Makes a ruckus and he leaves. Is his ear going to bleed? Nope. What's happening? Something's going to happen. Michael, you're not even paying attention.
Yeah, that was you the whole fucking movie.
Something bad's going to happen.
Oh.
It's the bridge. He was wrong.
Yeah, it's the bridge. It's gonna happen here. There's too many cars on the bridge, and it's gonna collapse.
He was wrong.
It's her. She's gonna be on the bridge. She's gonna the Christmas present. She saw her own death.
He's not even on the bridge.
No, but she is. It's the light, and she's trying to figure it out, and then it's gonna buckle. And that was her whole thing. Is that she saw herself drowning with the presents around her, and it's Christmas Eve.
Oof.
He's going to die too.
Great. Now I'm going to be scared to go on bridges.
A lot of people are scared to go on bridges.
Like who?
Everyone.
Yeah, right.
Not me. I'm not scared.
Michael's afraid of his own shadow. I don't think any of those people can run fast enough to get off that damn bridge.
Oh, he saw it.
Oh, God.
Oh, so like all the people, all the people that are seeing it are going to die. Well, no, because she hasn't seen it. Oh, we're about to see some insane 2002 CGI mixed with practical effects.
The freaking cables are snapping.
They're doing some pretty good effects here to where you get a sense that the bridge is starting to break without it being...
It's weeble wobbling. Oh, fuck.
Oh, my God. It's going to be like mass murder, like mayhem. Well, I guess not murder. Yeah, it's people just going to be... Uh-oh.
Oh, God. Whoa, that looked crazy.
Yeah, this is one of those where they, like, again, they probably had to build, like, real sets and shit.
Damn.
It's a really chaotic scene here.
The bridge is falling apart.
This bridge is also falling apart real slow.
Whoa. That looked crazy.
Richard Gere could have been an action star. Did you see him hop over that little...
Yep. Why is she in her... Oh.
Uh-oh. Something's happening.
Did she tell him about the dream?
No. Yeah, she told him about the dream, yeah.
Oh, here goes her car.
See? There's her present. She's gonna die. Laura Linney's gonna die.
This is like a precursor to Final Destination. Huh?
Anybody who he loves dies!
Nobody get with Richard Gere. He's a curse.
Unless you're Julia Roberts. God, that guy looked like he like literally got crushed almost between the two things.
It did look like that.
This is like old school like stunts, dude.
The cars are sliding off the bridge. Whoa, terrifying. Better crack your window.
Now she's going to get like pinned in 37. Oh, that's what that number meant. She's on channel 37.
Oh.
And that's the whispering she hears in her ear.
Yikes.
So that's his whole thing is like he's going to have to watch all this shit happen.
And he can't do nothing.
Nope. Jesus.
You could. Did they? Does that look like a
that looks
model,
like, you know what,
right?
Some of it is. And I wonder if like. I wonder if some of this is literally like there's a bridge that they were going to tear down. And so they're like, wait, before you tear it down, can we film it? Jesus.
There goes the bridge.
Oh, I wonder if he's going to save her.
How?
I don't know.
She's sliding down. She's in the water.
Maybe that's like the whispering that she hears or something. That's a model.
He's jumping in the water.
He looked like a moth. That was CGI. Green screen, if you will.
Holy shit. You're right, dude. Oh, how convenient. Her head is... She's got some air in her fucking...
Yeah. And he's going to try and... He's not going to be able to open the car.
Then all the
car.
Air is going to go in and...
That's why you always got to carry one of those things on your person.
What thing?
Those window breakers. Because you never know. Are they going to die together? They're going to get trapped. First of all, take off some of those dragging clothes. Like, sorry, coats coming off. Everybody with their just giant heavy wool coats.
That's bad. Bad CGI right there.
Yeah. Well, because it's going to morph into something else. Oh, because it's all the car lights. That's what that's supposed to be.
And the presents in the water.
I saw the presents, yeah. But, like, those are all other car lights. I mean, some of the cars didn't seem to fall that hard in. I feel like some of these people could be trying to swim out. Moth.
Jump scare. They all died.
Oh, my gosh. Was that a production thing? Ay, ay, ay. Fishing up bodies.
That's pretty quick.
It's either going to be like 37 dead or 37... Because she bounced onto channel 37 when she was on her thing.
He's alive.
I wonder if this like ends the curse.
She's alive.
And then she's going to freak out because now she knew that she dreamed this, which means that she also saw the Mothman.
That guy seems a little too old to be an active firefighter. No offense. He can barely talk.
Oh.
Oh, wait. Who's 37?
It was supposed to be 37.
One of them's going to die.
No, she was the 37th.
Oh.
Remember, she was saying they were saying something about 37, and he saved her. She was supposed to die.
So now she's going to be freaked out. Like, her time's... I'd be like... I cheated it this time, but it's going to come back.
It's coming for me.
Yeah.
It's basically...
You got to live like that for the rest.
But no, but like the idea is that it's... He said, wake up number 37. That's what she was saying. So basically the idea is that he couldn't save his wife, but he could save her from this.
Interesting.
Right?
Okay.
Because she saw that she was... Like, his wife didn't know that she was going to die because she didn't know she had the tumor. She died. She knew she was going to die secretly, and he was able to save her. How weird is that?
Wow, this scored 55.2 million at the box office. 55.2 million.
What was the budget? I mean, this back in the day, probably maybe 15 million.
The budget was 32.
So it wasn't a complete flop. They say you have to like double your budget to break even. All right, so the ultimate cause of the collapse of the Silver Bridge was never determined. They gave up after they counted the bodies. Although sightings have continued around the world, Mothman has never seen in Pleasant again. Richard Gere saved it. He expelled it.
Wow, Silver Bridge was in Point Pleasant.
Yeah, that's what it just said. Funny, that's what it
Michael,
just said.
Did you know that it was in Point Pleasant? Michael. Loved it.
You didn't even watch half of the fucking movie. What are you even talking about? Yeah, it was good. I thought it was, I guess for the
Michael
sake of like what
even
it
know,
is.
Because he was too busy thinking about all the ways he was going to go home and splatter his toilet.
I feel like it's, I'd probably give that one a 4.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I think that there's a lot of good, like it was definitely, it's still like a
In
slow,
real life, there were 46
build.
Bridge collapse victims.
Oh. But I guess it's better to, probably budgetary reasons, they couldn't have that many extras.
Damn, that happened on December 15th, 1967.
Oh.
The Silver Bridge collapsed amid heavy rush hour traffic, resulting in the deaths of 46 people, two of whom were never found.
Ooh.
Wow.
Yeah, I think, it was definitely a slow build, but there's like a creepy vibe to it, so it kind of kept moving, even though it was slow. You know, some of the slow builds, you're like, what the fuck is going on? What are we doing here?
Oh, yeah.
So it was creepy enough along the way.
This was action-packed, great pace, good acting, and I like the shots. He had like these like zooming.
Yeah, it felt like it was zooming, but it wasn't.
It's like you were flying, like you were the moth, like the Mothman was flying around during the movie.
It was good.
Yeah.
It's not as scary as I remember it being.
Yeah, I was way more freaked out when I first saw it, I think.
Yeah, maybe it's because I was younger and also maybe some super caffeinated.
Would you say you were dumber?
What? Yes, because the holes in my brain, Bonnie.
Younger and dumber. And now you're older and holy brainer.
We're done here, folks. I'm over it. I can't do any more of this week. I've had enough of this caffeinated little... Fucking!
I'm not even. I was yawning.
Gremlin over here.
I've been yawning.
Yeah, right.
Trying not to yawn.
Yeah, because you're literally you spent the whole first half of this movie just amped out of your fucking mind, and then now you're crashing, Bonnie.
I don't even feel like I was. You're the one that's what's wrong with you?
I'm yes.
Like,
when you go back and you listen to this, all you're gonna hear is you're gonna be like, and then what are you doing? He's like, I'm singing a song. Like.
This is me every episode.
No, it's not. You're insane.
I did it on the last one.
I said it's a 4.
I say it's a 4. This is a good one. A good classic, I'd say. Pretty long.
Yeah, it was longer than I thought. I thought it was... I didn't realize it was this long.
But, you know, it's not boring. That's good. And Michael, you'll have to give us an update if you have any scary dreams tonight.
Yeah, I'll let you know. Maybe we'll come back with a red spot, bloody eyes.
Good. All right.
All right. On that note, then.
We'll Goodbye. Be back next time for another episode. Goodbye.
Somebody woke up prematurely. He's ready. He's stretching. He's ready. He's stretching. Next week. Bye.